Hello.
Hey, Dan, Jeremiah from Cardiff.
Can you hold on one quick second? Let me just get rid of this call.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeremiah, how you doing?
Good, Dan. Just wanted to give you the heads up. I sent you the documents over there. I just need you to sign in the seller spot and the guarantor spots and the initials throughout.
I didn't get anything from you.
Really?
No. Staring at it. I'm staring at my computer.
Hold on. df512@msn.com. Let's see. Let me try.
I must look at my junk file, which my junk file has nothing in it. I don't have you in my junk file anymore.
Yeah, let me. Hold on. Let me try to. My email has been messing up, so here, hold on. Let me just. Okay, I just resent it again.
I'm gonna restart my computer. I haven't restarted it. Like, secretary thinks I have a problem with my computer going on right now. Because I'm having all these problems of getting people's stuff.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Maybe it's you or me. Because when I was sending you stuff, you said I haven't got it yet.
Yeah.
Sent out like 15 minutes later. And
well,
my
I'm
stuff
sure.
is pretty high tech. I just got this computer friggin' 6 months ago.
Yeah. Just
I don't
could
go
be
on stupid websites or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's my emails, I've been having issues today too. I had people sending me documents and I didn't receive them. They said they sent them and I'm like, what the heck? So I've been.
All right, so what do the documents say? So when I get them, I can just sign for them and what do you want me to do?
Basically, all they're saying is the amount you're taking, the amount you're paying back, what your daily is, and that's pretty much.
So just sign it and fax it back to you?
Yeah, you can sign it and fax it back, or you can sign it and scan it and email it back, whatever's easier for you. Fax it.
Probably fax it, because if I do it today, I don't know if I can do it today. Well, it's 6:30, yeah, I can do it, because my sheet maybe till 7.
Yeah.
Peter, we got more paperwork.
<Don't> Yeah, it's only about 12, 13 pages, so...
Only?
Yeah, but the signature parts, I mean, yeah, it's a lot of fine print, but, you know, the signature parts, just get it in there. And as soon as I get that paperwork back, I'm hoping to have you funded by tomorrow.
Okay, they did do it pretty quick. The other company did pretty quick.
Yeah, we'll do it
just to
well.
Let them know, I'm probably paying that company off anyway.
Yeah.
I feel like owing them. I think it's like $88 to $100. You know, they've been up my ass about getting me more money. I lied to them. I said, listen, you guys, you know, if you can do $30,000, $40,000, and I'll say goodbye to the other company. And they're like, oh, well, I don't know. I'm like, well, I'm a good client. I've been with these guys for a while. So all of a sudden they say no. And that's the question I wanted to ask you. I know you try to get me some bigger money, but the way I look at it is if I'm paying this off, and it's like, what did you say, was it a 10-month period?
Yeah.
I'll be doing some heavy business in the next, not this month, but in the next month and months to come.
Uh-huh.
I mean, these guys, I mean, if they have to look at my portfolio again, say, listen, because the more money I can get, the more money I can advertise, the more money I advertise, the more clients I get. My business gets bigger. You know how it is, the more money you have, the more money you can move. But in my business, if you don't have something to buy, like if it was a ticket, say like Adele or something, and she's hot as hell. I get four tickets from that. I could sell them for $8,000.
I know. Her tickets are insane.
And I got four of them, and I got four of them, and they were very close to the stage, and I sold them for $8,000. And I got them for $175 a piece. And Well, I have an inn with a guy that I do business with. And it's not an inn that really does all the time. But if he went up to me and said, listen, they're going to be $2,000 a piece, okay, and I can sell them for $5,000. I mean, there are people paying $5,000 for front row for her, $10,000.
I heard.
And I can get my hands on them, but I can't give them, I don't have $8,000 right off the bat to give to them. That's the problem.
Right.
And if I have funding, I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's build this relationship, and then give me like 3-4 months in, and then I'll still keep trying to get you more money if you need it. But as long as the payments are coming out on time, let's build the relationship, and my bank account
never goes lower than $25,000. That's what I don't understand with these people. If they look, they noticed it. It never went under. I mean, I think once.
Yeah.
It was $14,000, and I deposited $14,000 more the next day. And it just happened because of the lapse of the bank month. At one time, I had about $85,000 in there. I mean, how could they not look at that and say, listen, this guy does a lot of business. Why are we, because it's the business I'm in?
It's the industry you're in. That's absolutely what it is. It's,
what do they want me to do?
They have it as a restricted industry for some of these companies, so that's why it's a risk. It's a high-risk business. I guess there's other people out there who aren't as good as you and who have ruined it for people in that industry.
As long as you guys are getting paid, I don't see what the problem is.
That's the thing, though. As soon as we build this relationship with you, Dan, you're not going to have an issue. Like we're going to be throwing money at you, and you're going to be like, I don't need that much.
If you check back with me in 5 months anyway, it's going to be winter time where the football season is and playoffs and everything else, and that's when. Even though I'm doing well, see, what I do is, it's sort of like, I don't want to use my money, I want to use your money. So
absolutely.
If I get $20,000 from you today, okay, and of course I'm not going to take a whole $20,000, I'd say 15 of it is going out. And then I'm looking to double or triple that within
a month.
That's one of the monthly grosses in my bank account, because it all goes into the company account. I don't know why they don't see that. I'm like, listen, look at what I'm taking on credit cards. Look at what I'm taking with money's coming in.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Hold on one second. I just got your email. I'm going to tell her to print it. Hold on one second.
No worries.
Get it? It says BizFi on it?
Yep, that's the one.
They've contacted me before, these people.
Yeah.
I went through them to get the first one. That's the whole thing. I hope they don't say anything. Do they mind? It didn't matter if I have one or not, do you?
Yeah, we have a good relationship with them, so.
So you have your approval. This is done. This is a done deal.
It's a done deal. I just need signatures.
Okay, now it says principal, date of birth, social security number, and all that stuff, too, or you have it kind of ready?
I already have all that. You don't need to worry about it. It may say something about a check, driver's license. We got all that. So
you just want me to sign. That's it?
Sign and initial on the bottoms of the page.
Sign, initial, everywhere it says to initial and sign, and that's it, and then send it back to you.
That's it, Dan. And I'll be in touch with you first thing when I get in tomorrow.
Yeah, I won't be in tomorrow again until 3.
Okay,
so
no worries.
12, you're on the West Coast, right?
Yeah.
Well,
12 my time.
Do you need to speak to me?
No, not at all. I just want to touch base with you. So, just give me a call when you got a chance.
And what I'll do is I'll call you once I get in the office at 3 o'clock, which will be 12 your time.
That works. I'll be here.
And then, all right, I just want to, while you're on the phone, hold on. I just want to take this quick so I know I'm signing the right stuff. I need to read it. I know all the specs. I just want to, okay. You want me to sign by the seller, right?
Yeah, seller and the guarantor.
Seller and guarantor. Initial,
yeah, you're both.
The seller and guarantor and everything.
Yeah, the seller is the business, the guarantor is you. But
okay,
you're signing for both.
Well, let me ask you a question now. There's another one that says BizFi, pages 1 to 5, that has nothing.
Pages. Yeah, if there's not a spot on there for a signature, then you don't have to worry about it.
Do I have to send it back to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but on every page there should be initials on each page.
Not on the ones, not on the one.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I'm looking at that. You're right. Yeah, there's no initials on that one. So you don't have to send those back to me.
Yeah,
anything you sign or initial, that's what I need back.
That says authorization form, bank name, account, and routing number. Let's see. It says attached FOIA check. You already have this information, right?
I already got it. You're right.
So you just need a signature?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So basically just signatures. That's all you need.
Exactly.
Okay, sign away, and I'll send it back to you. I'm going to fax it back to you. She said it's easy. It takes 2 minutes. I'll fax it back to you. Faxing, do all scanning for payment. This is just the same thing with faxing, okay?
Sounds good, Dan.
I'll send it back to you right now. All right, thanks.
All right, take it easy.